Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, if you're watching the recording. And if you are, why don't you pop in the comments below? I'm watching on replay. And it's good to see that a number of folk are watching live, and you can pop something in the comments, as some already have. Karina is listening. Welcome to you, Karina. And evening from Burghead, says Liz. Welcome wherever you are. Go on, pop something into the chat and let us know where you are. Trish, welcome to you from Edinburgh. Excellent. We've reached day 7 of Advent, and we are near complete of the first week in Advent. 3 more weeks to go. So does that mean that Christmas Day, 3 weeks tomorrow, but a lot of Advent still to journey. And don't be rushing it. Try not to be rushing around, getting all the cards and the presents and the things prepared. But we enjoy our Advent journey. The Christmas trees, the decorations are beginning to be up. And I was in our Gower Church recently, and the tree is there. Sadly, for reasons that I'm not going to go into just now, but the service tomorrow in Ard Gower has been relocated to the village hall. So if you are local and you're hearing that for the first time, the service will be at the Ard Gower Memorial Hall in Clovullen. And we'll move the essential things. I don't think the Christmas tree will move. Maybe there's a tree up in the village hall. But a couple of days ago, I caught up with Heather Clark. Lots of Heathers around around here on the peninsula. Heather Clark is a member from Ard Gower, and it was great to speak with her recently. Heather. My guest today is Heather Clark. Heather lives in Ard Gower, in one of the parishes here. And Heather is the cook at the local primary school. Lovely to have you with us today, Heather, and to be in the church and the Christmas tree gone up and it's starting looking Christmassy. I discovered the other day that today, the 3rd of December, is apparently Green Bean Casserole Day. And it apparently was one of the recipes that was on the back of the Campbell's condensed soup tins in 1955. Mm-hmm. So, Green Bean Casserole Day today.
Although Campbell's are still that, it was a recipe. I make my lasagna with it. Instead of the sauce on the top, we put the chicken soup, the tinned tomato, maybe in chilli or pasta or something, and the mushroom was just over chicken in the oven, especially in days where you're trying to save a bit of electricity.
Well, yes, and obviously this Christmas, with the cost of electricity, we're all going to be...
Well, the slow cooker things working there, or the air fryer, which is the best invention.
Now, everyone's talking about air fryers these days. What sort of things have you been doing in the air fryer?
Well, I've boiled eggs in it, even toast. Well, it crisps the bread more than you need to turn the bread. So you have boiled eggs, I've baked in it.
Right.
I tried a Yorkshire pudding.
So the boiled eggs, right?
You just sit the egg in the shell, just sit it inside it.
Right, not in water.
Just there's a small sort of rack in, so you just sit and top in the bread beside it.
Goodness.
About 7 minutes. Yorkshire puddings.
Right.
I tried that was quite successful. And chickens, delicious. And sausages or bacon. I mean, the sausages don't all curl up like they do if you do them in the oven too fast. And the things take minutes.
Goodness, I'll need to be a bit more adventurous than just chips and bacon.
Oh yes, very good for that, whether they be frozen or fresh chips. They take half the time.
Yeah.
Good for people on their own that don't want to have to heat a big oven just for a handful of chips or something, you know. And it, I believe that it takes a tenth of the electricity to run a slow cooker than it does a big oven.
Right.
So, I quite often do, if it's a big thing of stew or something, or soup, do it overnight. So you do your electric then. So, and you wake up in the morning smelling, oh no, I've left the cooker on.
And any particularly Christmassy recipes, ideas?
I don't know. Try to have something that will maybe can be turned into something else for a couple of days, but we've all got freezers now, which is not so bad, so you don't have to be eating the same thing for a week, sort of thing. And I find it's always good to even think of someone that's maybe on their own to just give them a little bit of something. It doesn't have to be a big grand meal or anything, just something to stick in a piece, you know. And they'll be quite, I think, glad that you thought of them, you know.
Yeah,
it's nice just to be thought of. You don't have to be showered with gifts and things, maybe, but just a little bit of something makes all the difference. It has done to me in the past, so, you know, and there's always soup on the go and things like that. But usually when my son was younger, you did that much sweeties on Christmas Day. I mean, you could have given them beans, you couldn't care less. But, no, I think just the usual chicken, a bit of meat or something.
Right, Yeah.
And his favourite thing used to be the next day, the leftovers in the frying pan.
Well, the leftovers are always better, aren't they?
And he says, can we have that again? I said, no, you can't, we're not getting none left. That was his favourite thing. So.
Right, yeah. So things will be busy at the school approaching Christmas
time.
Yes,
the children are enjoying all the things. They're getting a bit higher each day. It's very exciting for them, and there's pantry rehearsals and things, so... Yes, it's things are starting to look a bit more normal now after COVID things going back.
Yes,
and things like that. And we're just plodding on.
Aye. Tell me, Heather, have you got a favourite Christmas carol or a Christmas song?
Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
Yes, I've always liked that one.
Yeah.
I can't sing for toffee, and other people will probably tell you the same thing, but I do enjoy singing. And that was one of my favourites.
We probably can't include it on the video for copyright reasons, but we'll pop a link down below. I'm sure we'll find a recording of Holy Night. And of course, here in Ardgour Church on Christmas Eve at 11:30, there'll be the Watch Night service, and it will be live streamed, so you'll all be able to join us here in Ardgour, wherever you are. Heather, thank you so much taking the time to be a part of the Adventure 2022 videos. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's it, over and out.
Cut. That's it, cut. Thank you so much to Heather. And the Watch Night service, wherever you are and wherever we are, I've got some things to sort out at the church. But one way or another, it will be live streamed on Christmas Eve, 11:30. And later on, there will be a link to a recording of O Holy Night, a YouTube video that I located with Bruce Davis. Bruce actually lived not far from my last parish when I was in Fife, and we occasionally heard him around the church there. And I know that he has been a visitor up to Lough Arbour, but you can hear his... beautiful voice in that beautiful song, Oh Holy Night, and there'll be the link down below. And indeed, if you want to know more about green bean casserole and find a recipe, there will also be a link down in... Depending on what device you're looking at and the layout, then it may be to the side. Will it be that side? Yes, I think it'll be that side if it's to this side. So we are now towards the end. Well, we are at the end of the last day of the first week in Advent. And tomorrow we will be lighting the second of the Advent candles, the candle for peace, to join the candle for hope. And through the next week, we will be journeying with that theme of peace. And again, some fantastic guests, some local, some further afield, will be with me. My thanks to all our guests, and indeed to all who have been viewing during this first week of our Advent Adventure 2022. Special thanks to my guests, to Leslie Achim, who was telling us something of the work of the charity in Kenya that she is involved with, and to Don Booth, who was bringing some inspiration and motivation and hope to us, to Logan Kumwenda from Malawi, sharing something of the ongoing work of the Kalembe Nursery. And I made a wee invitation to anyone who wished to make a wee financial contribution towards the work going on there. And I'm delighted to say that already quite a significant amount of money has been gifted. And well, later on in the series, we'll let you know how many Malawian kwacha will be making their way to Kalembe Nursery. And if anyone else wishes to contribute to that, then do be in touch. Jade McLean, trainee minister, who is with us, thank you to her for her very moving contribution yesterday, and to Heather Clark for sharing with us today. So that's nearly it for today. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 o'clock, but that will coincide with one of the services of Solus that Jade was talking about yesterday. And so the live stream will be pre-recorded, but still going out from 4 o'clock. So that is about it. If you are enjoying the Advent Adventure, then do please like, share, tell your friends, spread the word. And we're almost done. And green bean casserole? Of course, I rose to the challenge.
Challenge. So here goes. Now the recipe, which comes from 1955, the original recipe does suggest tinned beans. We've got some fresh ones here. A little olive oil. The recipe says 1 can Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom. Other makes are available, and were in the store the other day. 1/2 cup of milk. We'll see if maybe a wee splash of milk might be needed. 1 teaspoonful of soy sauce, and 4 cups of cooked cut green beans. They are cooking, and never get any idea what's meant by cups, but that's, and it says 1 1/3 cups of Frenchies, French fried onions. I'm frying some onions. So keep the oven done. Stir the soup, the milk, the soy sauce, and the beans, and 2/3 of a cup of onions into a 1.5 quart casserole. Season the mixture with salt and pepper. Bake for 25 minutes until hot. Stir the bean mixture. Sprinkle the remaining onions on top. Bake for another 5 minutes or until the onions are golden. We've mixed together the mushroom soup and some of the onions. We'll add a splash of milk. So we'll drain the onion, the green beans. A teaspoonful of soy sauce. Okay, so we bake that for 25 minutes, then give it another stir, and then put the other onions on top. Into the oven. Green bean casserole. Give that a little bit of a stir. Stop the onion on top. And another 5 minutes in the oven. And there we go. Green bean casserole. And rather tasty. And the soy sauce flavour certainly comes through. There you have it, green bean casserole.
A very happy green bean casserole day to you. May hope and peace and joy and love and all God's good gifts be yours and yours to share. God bless.